It's time for high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Denny Gettle and KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Second end of our triple header. We're just about ready to get underway. Class 2A quarterfinal matchup between the number one ranked Regina Regals and the number 12 ranked Logan Magnolia Panthers, the number 8 seed in this Class 2A tournament. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. I'll bring Denny in right now. Denny, this matchup is between two teams that are kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum, not only this year, but in years past. This Regina team has been at the state tournament four of the last five seasons. Logan Magnolia, the Panthers, come in at 21-3. This is their first ever state tournament appearance, and this is a team that is 3 years removed from a 1-21 season. So great story to see the Panthers here. They run into the Regals here in round one of the state tournament.
They come from a pretty good Class 2A conference in the southwest part of the state. Trainer won the league, and they're in the field here. This is a 1-8 matchup, just like our first game today. It's a public school against a private school, just like our first matchup today. You've got one team that's been here in the lights recently, and another team has never been here, so that should be a factor in the game, you would think.
This is a Regina team who comes in at 25-0 on the season, and you talked about it. They've been here for the last 5 years, but they haven't won more than two games. They're trying to get over that hump. The number one ranked team in the field. They're deeper than this Logan Magnolia team. They have better shooters than pretty much anybody in this field. What is it going to take for them to make a deep run for the first time in their history?
Well, you got to just play your game, and they've played their game 25 times this year. I think I read they have a 50-game regular season winning streak because they were undefeated when they came here last year. Last year they were thwarted in the semifinals to the eventual champion Unity Christian team, 53-46. But that's the only game they've lost in 2 years. So they know how to win, and Logan Magnolia should be braced for a very tough night.
Logan Magnolia, as I mentioned, 21-3 on the season, and you've mentioned the state tournament team in their conference. That team is two of their three losses on the season. And for Regina, offensively, they're led by Mary Crompton, a junior averaging 19 points per game. She can shoot lights out. But these are two teams that are somewhat similar stylistically. They're going to play four-guard lineups. They have one post player, and they like to shoot the basketball.
Well, Mary Crompton's total resume is incredible. You mentioned the 19 points a game, just a shade under that, but she shoots 57.6% from the field. She's made 74 threes this year, shooting almost 50% from beyond the line, which is unheard of. 87% from the free throw line, averages 2.6 assists and 2.4 steals. That's a pretty good resume.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick timeout for 60 seconds, and we'll be back with more of the pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. The Class 2A quarterfinal. Class 1A is complete for the quarterfinals as they played four games this morning. We are in the fifth game of the day. Just a little recap as the first game of our triple header, Springville absolutely dominates Burlington Notre Dame 56-16. Our second game just about ready to get underway in about 5 minutes between the Logan Magnolia Panthers and the Iowa City Regina Regals. And then later on, the Northland Lynx will be taking on the Western Christian Wolfpack, who will play the winner of this game right here in Regina and Logan Magnolia. And I want to welcome Denny Gettle back in who sits to my right. And Denny, for a team like Logan Magnolia, who are making their first, this is their first time in the spotlight. They're playing against a team, maybe a little bit of a step up in competition from what they've seen all season. How do you kind of, for a team like this, how do you kind of guard against the nerves early on?
Well, they played some bigger schools. They played Council Bluffs Jefferson. As I mentioned, their league's pretty good. Trainer's always good. Tri-Center's in their league. Audubon has been a powerhouse for years over there. They're in that conference. IKM Manning, the old 6-on-6 Manning years, they were awesome. In fact, that was their third loss to IKM. It was two games before the end of the regular season, and they came back and beat IKM Manning in the tournament. One thing that could be a big positive for Regina, they've not had close games. Their closest game was a 12-point win this year. That could work against you sometime if you get caught in a close game at the end where you haven't experienced that, but it probably is more of a positive. They've just been so dominant.
They played Maquoketa Valley in the semifinals of their regional. That one got pretty close, but they pulled away at the end. Same with Bellevue at Tipton to reach state, and now they are about ready to take on Logan Magnolia in their first game, the quarterfinals of the Class 2A state tournament. This is the first game of Class 2A, and there will be three more to decide who moves on to the semifinals. We'll give you the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the Regina Regals, nothing really changes with this starting lineup. They're led by their junior 5'8", Mary Crompton, averaging 19 points per game. Not only is she averaging 19 points per game, she's unbelievably efficient in doing so. Shoots 87% from the free throw line, 58% from the field, and 49% from beyond the arc. Sarah Lehman is the second leading scorer. She kind of plays the small forward position. She is a 5'10 senior, averaging 15 points per game. Grayson Dumont runs the point for the Regina Regals. She is a 5'8 junior. Kennedy Wallace is a 5'8 sophomore for the Regina Regals, and Alex Weiss is the center, 6 feet. She is a sophomore, averaging 10.3 points per game. For Logan Magnolia, the Panthers at 21-3 on the season, coached by Derek Sunderland. Alexis Fender is a 5'3 junior. She runs the point. Kylan Strait is a 5'7 junior, with Kylie Morrison, a 5'5 freshman. Kenzie Kennard, averaging 19 points per game, shoots 42% from beyond the arc. She is a 5'6 junior, and Delaney Edelman, a 5'11 junior, round out the starting lineup for Logan Magnolia. We are just about 2 minutes away from introductions here from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We are going to take a 2 minute timeout. We're going to be back with tip off. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym, 107.5 FM.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game.
As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Iowa City Regina taking on Logan Magnolia as the Class 2A quarterfinals get underway from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. And Denny, we've broken down the matchups. The matchup we haven't talked about that's not going to take place on the court per se is the matchup of the two coaches, Jeff Wallace for Regina and Derek Sunderland of Logan Magnolia.
Yeah, Derek Sunderland was responsible for this turnaround. I don't think there's any two ways about it at Logan Magnolia. As you mentioned, 3 years ago they were 1-21, and before that had won three games and two games, and now he's turned it around to 21-3 this year, 17-6 last year, 21-6 the year before. So they got it going at Logan, and he's been at State before because he coached at Tri-Center and Audubon. And Jeff Wallace has had one team at State before also. This is his kind of second go-round with the Regals after 11-year hiatus. But he was back from 2000 to 2006, the head coach, and brought a team to State. So both of them have been here once at least.
One of the things that we talked about today, and we haven't brought it up on air, but I'm going to do it right now. You talk about the daughters of the coaches that we've seen all day. Another one here this evening, Regina Regals, a starter. Kennedy Wallace is a 5'8 sophomore, the daughter of Jeff Wallace. But we've seen them all day.
All five games we've had one head coach had a daughter play in the game, and that's very interesting and very emotional, I'm sure, for those families.
Yeah, we've a little bit of a recap of what has happened today in Class 1A. So Springville got underway this morning with a 56-16 victory over Burlington Notre Dame. And then in a very good game between Kingsley Pearson and Marquette Catholic to decide who will play Springville, Kingsley Pearson squeaked out a victory, even though Marquette Catholic's leading scorer scored 38 points and broke a Class 1A record for single-game points. And then Turkey Valley, a heartbreaker for Janesville, who came in at 24-0. Their leading scorer scored 34 points. Janesville had a 6-point lead with about 2 minutes to go against Turkey Valley. Turkey Valley, the reigning runner-up in Class 1A, squeaks past Janesville. And then Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, a 58-43 victory over Sydney. So it's been some exciting action here this morning into this afternoon.
Yep, and now we get into the Class 2A field, the second class out of a total of five in this extravaganza in Des Moines. And we lead it off with Regina against Logan Magnolia.
So the 1 versus the 8 matchup here in Class 1A. The Regina Regals, as we mentioned, 25-0 on the season. They're undefeated for the second consecutive year during the regular season. They get the number 1 seed. And Logan Magnolia, the Panthers, get the 8 seed. They come in at number 12 in Class 2A. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we're going to be back with tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Two tickets will be punched to the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night at KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has center pointer Vanna trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A Sub-State Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM Sports.
To Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. And we are just about ready for basketball, the second game of our triple header here this morning, now this afternoon, and into this evening. The Regina Regals, the number one team in Class 2A, taking on the Logan Magnolia Panthers.
One tidbit I want to throw in here. Gina Green is on the PA system here for the Girls Union for this game. She's from Cedar Rapids, has done some radio work for WMT Radio, but she is thrilled to have this opportunity, her first game ever at a state tournament, so you'll hear her voice in the background.
Kylan Strait and Alex Weiss will tip things off right at center court, and we are underway. The tip controlled by Grayson Dumont in the backcourt. Regals move from left to right across your radio dial. Now Crompton on the right wing for three right away. Off the front of the iron, Weiss gathers the rebound, keeps it alive for Regina. A little jump hook, puts it up and in off the glass, and Regina has the early 2-0 lead.
Second chance points right away.
Ball inbounded in the backcourt to Kennard. Kennard up the court for Logan Magnolia, now on the right side, top of the key. She swings it to Kylie Morrison. Morrison between the circles, sets the offense, swings it right wing, in and out of the hands of Delaney Edelman, stolen away by Alex Weiss. Now Grayson Dumont into the front court. Top of the key to Weiss on the left wing. She swings it left, Kennedy Wallace. Wallace top of the key for Crompton. Finds Sarah Lehman on the right side to Weiss in the short corner. 15-foot jumper, and it rattles in, and Alex Weiss has the first 4 points of the game for Regina. They lead it 4-0.
Full court press by Regina. Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Now Kennard into the front court. She feeds Edelman on the right block, who goes up with the right hand. Her shot off the glass, off the mark. It is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Regina. So a baseline out-of-bounds play upcoming for the Panthers.
We got it deep to the block to Edelman, and she wasn't able to convert.
Kylie Morrison will inbound the ball, and no, she will not. That is a five-second call. Regina draws another turnover, and they get the basketball back with 6:56 remaining in the first quarter.
Sometimes the inbounds passer forgets to slap the ball to get people moving at the right time, and she lost some precious seconds there.
Dumont to the elbow to Weiss, who goes to work with a dribble. Right-handed layup on the right of the lane. She lays it up and in. The Regals are off to a 6-0 run to begin the game. They lead it 6-0 with 6:43 left to go in the first quarter. And Derek Sunderland wants a timeout, and Alex Weiss goes to work, averaging 10 points per game, Denny. Six early points for the Regals.
Well, they've never been here before, and I'm sure Coach Sunderland, as much as anything, just wants to settle the nerves right now and say, hey, girls, it's just a basketball game. You played a lot of them this year. Settle down and get control of yourselves here before this game gets away from us.
So Derek Sunderland calls a 30-second timeout. They trail, the Panthers trail the Regals 6-0 early on. The Regals in their all-white uniforms with gold numbers and navy blue trim. All purple uniforms for Logan Magnolia with gold numerals. Out of the timeout into the front court on the left wing, it's Kylan Strait to the top of the key to Kennard. Backdoor feed. She has Fender, who has a little scoop pass to Delaney Edelman, who lays it up and in, and the Panthers are on the board.
Good ball movement against pressure by the Panthers there.
Crompton on the right wing, top of the key for Weiss, left wing for Kennedy Wallace. Wallace swings it right to Grayson Dumont at the top of the key to Wallace, high on the left side. She gets to the free throw line, gives it off to Weiss, who fires up a 15-foot jumper off the mark. Ball tipped around, gathered by Alexis Fender. For Logan Magnolia, back the other way comes Kennard into the front court. Kennard on the right wing, being guarded by Crompton, gets her pocket picked by Crompton, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Mary Crompton. That is her first.
Logan Magnolia 1-for-2 in the early going, and Regina is 3-for-5.
Alexis Fender, side-out situation for Logan Magnolia, inbounds top of the key for Strait. Strait resets the offense, swings it left to Morrison between the circles. Morrison back to Kennard on the right wing. Kennard dribbles across the lane, and they are going to get a foul on Kennard, who extended that left arm.
I think it might be on Strait. Was it a pick?
They must.
I'm not sure.
Yep, they call it on Kylan Strait. That is the team's first foul. As Dumont back the other way for Regina on the right wing. Finds Weiss on the right block. Weiss over her left shoulder. A little turnaround jumper. And she knocks it down. 8-2, the early lead for Regina. Weiss has 6 of the 8 Regal points. Kennard into the front court on the right wing. Finds Morrison. Morrison drives baseline. Backs out in the short corner now beyond the arc. And between the circles. She calls out the play. 5:19 remaining in the first quarter. Morrison goes baseline, pulls up in the short corner, gets her shot blocked by Alex Weiss. Outlet to Grayson Dumont. Dumont in the front court to Wallace on the left wing, top of the key for Weiss. Weiss thought about a three, won't take it, gives off to Dumont, now between the circles. Dumont to Kennedy Wallace into the corner for Sarah Lehman. Back to Wallace, three-pointer from the top of the key. It rattles just out, and a foul is going to be called against Regina. I think that is, if that's Mary Crompton, that's her second foul. With 4:53 remaining in the first quarter, it is. So Crompton and Sarah Lehman will take a seat. Alexa Lehman and Lauren Gardy check into the game for Regina.
Alexis Fender of Logan Magnolia was just guarding very tight on Crompton in each possession.
Kennard being pressured on the right wing, looking to pass out. She finds backdoor Kylan Strait, who has a wide open left-handed layup and cuts the deficit in half, 8-4 the Regina lead. Now Gardy on the other end, left wing three, and she splashes it home from the left wing, and 11-4 is the Regina lead. 4:22 remaining in the first quarter.
Regina's made 169 threes on the season, frequent shooting.
Kylan straight on the right wing. Her entry pass to Delaney Edelman is stolen away by Grayson Dumont, contested by Alex Weiss. Dumont into the front court, right wing for Wallace. Three on the way. Off the mark, tipped around, and a rebound was gathered by Alexa Lehman, but she went over the back, I think, of Kylan straight. So that's going to be a foul on Alexa Lehman.
Logan Magnolia definitely in a danger zone here, down 11-4 early. The best news they have is the two fouls on Crompton.
So Grayson Dumont takes a seat. Sarah Lehman back into the lineup. Right wing, it's Morrison, drives back door, finds Edelman, block-to-block pass, who lays it up and in with the right hand. She gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot a free throw.
And all three of Logan Magnolia's baskets have come from beating the press and finding somebody open near the basket for a layup.
The foul goes against Sarah Lehman. That's her first. Regina's fourth.
Regina in a 2-2-1 full court press.
Delaney Edelman makes the free throw. 11-7 is the Regina lead. With Grayson Dumont on the bench, Lauren Gardy runs the point. Swings it right wing to Alexa Lehman. Back out top to Kennedy Wallace, who gets to the free throw line, kicks it in the corner for Sarah Lehman. Three on the way, and she knocks it down from the left corner.
I'm not sure the net moved.
14-7, the Regina lead. Kennard now gets her pass tipped, battled for, gathered by Morrison. Now backdoor, she finds Edelman, throws it over her head. That was a pass from Kylie Morrison. Out of bounds, and Regina will get the basketball back. And now Alex Weiss will take a seat, has had a torrid start to this Class 2A quarterfinal.
Regina plays a lot of players, and of course, Logan Magnolia is only dressed 10.
Katie Dunn has checked into the lineup. Sarah Lehman, crossover dribble, now gets her pocket pick. Back the other way comes Fender. Fender into the front court, finds straight between the circles. Straight back to Kennard. And top of the key three on the way from Kennard. Off the mark, she gets her own rebound. Backdoor feed to Edelman, goes in and out of her hands, but gathered by Strait, who backs out between the circles. Strait picks up her dribble, swings it right wing. She finds Kennard being guarded by Lauren Gardy. Kennard goes baseline, lays it up with the right hand, off the glass and in. She gets fouled, and she'll step to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play.
Well, I would not say that Logan Magnolia at this point is intimidated by Regina. They're just a little bit winded and out of gas because they have to play so hard against all this pressure.
Bad news for Regina. Mary Crompton has two fouls. She has to take a seat. She's the leading scorer. Sarah Lehman now has two fouls, the second leading scorer. She has to take a seat. And Kenzie Kennard makes the free throw, and it's a four-point game.
Going to test that depth of Regina.
Wallace on the right wing. Gets a screen from Lehman. Now Lehman on the right wing. Lehman's entry pass to Katie Dunn on the right block is kicked out of bounds by Kinsey Kennard. So a baseline out-of-bound play upcoming for the Regals.
Both these teams, good free throw shooting teams. Regina at about 72% and Logan Magnolia at 67%.
Ball inbounded to Dunn on the right side. Top of the key, Grayson Dumont. Dumont left wing to Lauren Gardy. 2:28 remaining in the first quarter.
Logan Magnolia in a zone. Grayson, box and one.
Grayson Dumont on the left wing. Gets it to the high post to Dunn. Right side for Lauren Gardy. Top of the key for Wallace. Now Alexa Lehman swings it to Grayson Dumont. Top of the key for Alexa Lehman. Three on the way, and she knocks it home. Alexa Lehman joins the three-point party. 17-10, the Regina lead. Now into the front court, it's Kylie Morrison to the free throw line. She kicks it into the corner defender, who pulls up from 15 off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Alexa Lehman. Back the other way comes Regina. Dumont into the front court, right wing for Wallace. Has a wide open three just off the mark. Rebound taken down by Kinsey Kennard. The Panthers into the front court. Top of the key is Kennard being guarded by Dumont. Man-to-man defense here for Regina. Kennard. Right wing for Kylie Morrison, back to Kennard. Kennard, a three from the top of the key, and she knocks it down from range. 17-13, the Regina lead.
And that's nothing new for her. 58 threes on the season coming into this game.
Gardy into the corner to Alexa Lehman. Backdoor feed to Grayson Dumont. It goes in and out of her hands and out of bounds, and that's going to be a turnover against Regina. And it will go back to Logan Magnolia. Katie Dunn takes a seat. Alex Weiss back into the lineup for the Regals.
Edelman gets a break for Logan Magnolia. She's their only real size in the lineup, and she's on the bench right now.
For Logan Magnolia, Shia Deakins checks into the game. Now Kennard, a 15-foot jumper off the mark. Rebound taken down by Dumont. Back the other way comes Dumont on the left wing. She sets the offense. 52 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 17-13, the Regina lead. Top of the key, it's Weiss. Now left wing, Gardy. Gardy backdoor feed to Weiss, who makes the catch on the right block. Goes up with the right hand. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line for two free throws. That is a signature play for Regina. They run that time and time again.
Almost a travel down there, but got bailed out with the foul call.
The foul goes against Kylan Strait.
And that's spelled like a straight line, Straight.
So Alex Weiss to the free throw line. She just picks up her ninth point of the game.
First free throw of the game for the Regals. Team fouls are five on Regina and two on Logan Magnolia.
Violet Lapke back into the Panther lineup, along with Delaney Edelman, who checks back in. Lapke, a 5'3 freshman. Weiss has another free throw. And the 67% free throw shooter makes them both. 6-point lead for Regina. 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Lapke in the backcourt to Kennard, who gets across half court to Lapke on the right wing. Back to Kennard, top of the key. Kennard will back out with 30 seconds remaining.
Edelman back on the court for the Panthers.
Kennard left wing, now top of the key. It's Morrison. Morrison being guarded by Alexa Lehman, picks up her dribble left wing, finds Edelman at the right elbow, hands back off to Kennard on the right wing from beyond the arc. Now into the corner for Lapke. 10 seconds remaining. Lapke to the top of the key, dribbling out of trouble, being guarded by Kennedy Wallace. Looks for Kennard, ball stolen away, nearly stolen away at the buzzer, taken back by Logan Magnolia. The heave at the buzzer by Alexis Fender is well short, and that is how we end the first quarter of play. 19-13, the Regina lead after 8 minutes of game time. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Out of the timeout, Kinsey Kennard misses the right-hand layup. Back the other way come the Regina Regals. We've just begun the second quarter of play. Mary Crompton back in the game, top of the key, three off the mark. Rebound taken down by Logan Magnolia. It's Alexis Fender. Sorry, that's Kylan Strait. Now top of the key, Kennard. Hands off to Kylie Morrison. Morrison on the left wing, gets a screen, top of the key, goes around Sarah Lehman to the elbow, backdoor feed to Edelman, layup with the right hand, left of the lane. She lays it up and in and cuts it back to a four-point game. Now Dumont back the other way for Regina DeWeese, top of the key, left wing for Gardy. Mary Crompton now top of the key trying to get going, averaging 18 points per game without a field goal yet in the first half. Lehman to Dumont. Dumont to the elbow, drives the lane, kicks out to Gardy. Three from the corner, and she knocks it down. 22-15, the Regina lead. 6:52 left to go in the first half.
In the first quarter, each team missed only one two-point attempt. As a lot of attempts from outside the arc.
Morrison backdoor feed to Alexis Fender, who goes up with the right hand. She was wide open, lays it up and in. It's a little bit of a shooter's roll there and cuts it back to a five-point game.
And Fender guarding Crompton.
Dumont backdoor feed to Crompton, and now Fender picks up the foul as she held Mary Crompton on the floor. So
she's almost ignoring where the ball is, just back to the basketball, trying to just guard Crompton, keep her from getting the ball.
So a baseline out-of-bound play upcoming for Regina. Grayson Dumont takes the seat. Kennedy Wallace back into the Regina lineup. High post feed to Sarah Lehman, elbow jumper, and she knocks it down from 15.
You can't give her that much space.
24-17, the Regina lead, 6:22 left to go in the first half.
Regal still in that 2-2-1 press.
Kylie Morrison across half court to the free throw line, kicks it out, left wing now into the corner, finds Fender. Fender bobbles it, but swings it back to the left wing to Strait. Strait drives under the basket, lays it up and in with the right hand with some English and cuts it back to a five-point game.
Logan Magnolia is 8-for-13 from the field.
Gardy, top of the key for Weiss, now on the right block to Lehman. Back to Weiss, 15-foot jumper, well off the mark, and Lehman picks up a foul going over the back. And let's see, for Lehman, that is her third foul.
And you got to give Logan Magnolia credit defensively. They're doing a good job boxing out, getting good position, forcing Regina to go over the back.
So Alexa Lehman back into the Regina lineup. Kennard, left side for Strait, into the front court, finds Fender. Back to Strait, top of the key. Now between the circles for Kylie Morrison, who swings it to Fender, back to Morrison. Morrison on the right wing, now top of the key. It's Strait on the elbow. Back to Morrison, who backs out between the circles. 5:27 remaining in the first half. Morrison to the right wing, 2-3 zone here from Regina. Now left wing for Fender. Fender travels before she dished it off to Kennard on the right wing, and Regina will get the basketball back.
Of course, on all levels of basketball, you go, your offensive end in the first half is opposite your team bench, so Coach Sunderland was trying to get a play call from the other end there, and they never really got organized.
Regina went from the man-to-man into the 2-3 zone on that possession. On the other end, Alex Weiss at the free throw line pulls up from 15 off the front of the iron, short, rebounded by Kenzie Kennard. Kennard back the other way for the Panthers. Into the front court, spins over her left shoulder, dishes it to Fender, top of the key. Now right wing for Morrison. Back to Kennard between the circles at the top of the key, being guarded by Mary Crompton. Kennard hands off to Morrison, who backs out with 4:47 left and resets the offense. Now Morrison to the right wing. Her pass nearly stolen away, and it is stolen away by Mary Crompton. Crompton into the front court to Alexa Lehman, who feeds Weiss, who cuts towards the basket right of the lane, lays it up and in, and makes it a seven-point lead once again.
Beautiful play by the Regals, all started by Crompton's pass down court.
Kennard now into the front court for the Panthers. She drives back door right of the lane, lays it up and in, gets fouled by Alexa Lehman, and she's going to step to the free throw line.
Listen to these shooting stats. 9 for 14 from the field for Logan Magnolia and 10 for 15 from the field for Regina. Just outstanding shooting by both teams. They are getting layups, so pretty frequently.
Kennard, a 76% free throw shooter, misses the free throw, but the follow is up and good by Kylan Strait. And we have a three-point game.
Regina did not box out.
Lauren Gardy runs the point. 4:07 remaining in the first half. High post to Weiss. Weiss on the left elbow will hand off to Crompton. Three on the way from the right wing, and she knocks it down.
That's her first look of the game.
She is 1 for 3 from beyond the arc. Gets her first three. 6-point lead. Now into the front court. It's Fender on the right side for Morrison. And she'll back it out and hand off to Strait between the circles. 3:43 in what has been a very offensive first half.
Only 3 missed field goal attempts combined by these two teams in the second quarter.
Morrison at the top of the key gets it inside the lane. Now kicks it out into the corner for Strait. Top of the key for Kennard. Kennard picks up her dribble. Now gets it to the free throw line to Morrison. A little up and under move. Kicks it back out beyond the arc to Kennard. Kennard between the circles. Resets the offense. Now high post, she finds Morrison. Morrison around Alexa Lehman, lays it up and in with the right hand and cuts it back to a 4-point deficit.
Panthers have made 6 field goals in a row without a miss.
Now Crompton off the shot fake into the corner for Alexa Lehman. 3 on the way, and she knocks it down from range. A 3 from the right corner for Alexa Lehman. That is her second 3-pointer of the game. 32-25, the Regina lead. Now Morrison in the front court, right side for Strait, who drives towards the basket, gets fouled on the floor.
Kennedy Wallace reaching in, I believe.
And that is the 7th team foul against Regina. So Kylan Strait is going to step to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Logan Magnolia 11 for 16 from the field.
Kylan Strait a 71% free throw shooter, and she makes the front end of the 1-1.
And Regina 12 for 17 from the field. So both teams shooting right around 70%.
Strait makes them both. And we're back to a 5-point game. And Jeff Wallace calls a timeout with 2:46 remaining in the first half. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
32-27, the Iowa City Regina lead in the Class 2A quarterfinal from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle, and what has been an offense-filled first half here in Des Moines. Regina goes to work offensively, and a foul away from the ball is going to be called on. I think they're going to get Kinsey Kennard, who was holding Mary Crompton. So Violet Lapke back into the lineup for Logan Magnolia. Mary Crompton baseline inbounds. And now they're going to say,
I think she stepped inbounds, Crompton
that,
did.
That Crompton stepped across the end line. That's going to be a turnover. So Logan Magnolia will get the ball back with 2:37 remaining in the first half.
I believe Fender picked up that last foul, her second. She's the one, the designated defender on Crompton.
Strait, top of the key for Morrison. Morrison back to Strait on the left wing, being guarded by Wallace. Skip pass to Lapke on the right side. Back to Morrison, left side. Being from beyond the arc to Kennard on the right wing. Into the corner, she finds Lapke, back to Kennard on the right wing. Kennard, skip pass to Kylan Strait, who fires up a 3 from the left wing. Off the mark, rebound fought for, and tipped out, gathered by Lapke. Keeps it alive for the Panthers. 2 minutes remaining in the first half, and Kennard looks to the sideline to coach Derek Sunderland to get the play. Kylie Morrison, right wing for Kinsey Kennard, into the middle of the paint. Shot fake from Kylan Strait, drives right of the lane, lays it up and in with the right hand, And we're back to a three-point game.
She's a pretty crafty offensive player.
Now Wallace on the right wing. Wallace around a screen, top of the key, to the left wing, to Alexa Lehman, back to Kennedy Wallace. Wallace picks up her dribble, swings it left wing to Grayson Dumont, back top of the key for Alexa Lehman. Shot fake back in the middle of the paint to Weiss, kicks it out to Wallace, top of the key for Dumont. Shot fake, she drives to the lane, Euro step, lays it up and in with the right hand.
And that was a crafty move.
And we're back to a five-point lead for Regina, 34-29 Regals. 1:13 left to play. Into the front court, Kennard's pass stolen away by Mary Crompton. Back the other way come the Regals. Crompton into the front court to Wallace. Thought about a three, now swings it right top of the key for Crompton, who will back out and swing it on the right wing to Grayson Dumont. Dumont to Lehman into the corner for Wallace. That three on the way off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia. Kennard into the front court for the Panthers. At the free throw line, she double dribbles.
Pinned the ball against her hip as she tried to change direction. And we got a new defender, excuse me. We got a new defender on Crompton right now, Kylie Morrison. Let's see if Crompton can find a little space to get off some more shots.
Shia Deakins checks back into the game for Logan Magnolia, as does Lauren Gardy for Regina. Alexa Lehman dribbles to the top of the key, swings it to Crompton. Now posting up is Lehman, Weeks, who lays it up and in with the right hand. It's 36-29 the lead for Regina, 22 seconds remaining in the first half.
Weeks just too quick for Edelman there.
Kennard in the backcourt to Morrison, now into the front court, right wing for Lapke. 12 seconds remaining. Now Kennard on the left wing. Into the corner, she finds Deakins. Deakins short corner, kicks it out to Kennard. Kennard in the middle to Edelman. Her shot off the mark. Weiss gets the rebound, and she'll hold and run out the first half clock. And after two quarters of play, we have reached halftime. 36-29 is the Iowa City Regina Regal lead over the Logan Magnolia Panthers. We're going to step aside for three minutes, and we'll be back with our halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't diabetes. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Napa Know How.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
36-29, the Regina Regal lead over Logan Magnolia at the half. It's the 1-8 matchup, the first quarterfinal in the class 2A here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle, who sits to my right. And Denny, offense galore there in the first half. For Regina, it's been a little bit of a struggle because their top two scorers are in a little bit of foul trouble. Mary Crompton has 1-3 on the afternoon. She had to sit with two fouls for much of the first half, and then Sarah Lehman, the second leading scorer, has three fouls, and she had to sit for most of the first half.
Well, this is much more of a game than you and I expected, I believe, and maybe more than Regina expected. Alexis Fender has done a wonderful job guarding Mary Crompton when she's been in there. And another interesting stat, Regina has only five rebounds in the whole first half compared to 12 for Logan Magnolia. There haven't been very many missed shots, as Regina is 14 for 22 from the field, 64%. Logan Magnolia 12 for 20 for 60%. And according to the official stats, they have Logan Magnolia for no turnovers. I think I remember at least one steal over there, but anyway, not many, and just three for Regina. So pretty well played game considering the pace. Good shooting by both teams. And that means there's not many rebounds to be had.
Really, the X factor for the Regina Regals in the first half of play is the third leading scorer on this Regal team. It's Alex Weiss, who has 14 first half points. She comes in averaging 15 points per game, and she really kind of did everything that she wanted down low in the first half.
Yeah, they have a definite advantage in the post. Logan Magnolia center is 5'11", as we've mentioned, but she's not very mobile, and she's just been out quick several times by Weiss, and Weiss has been able to get some open shots. Edelman's not going to come very far out on the court to contest that shot, so we'll see what kind of adjustments both these coaches make. They're both very animated and involved, and, you know, we talked in the pregame, Regina's not been in many close games, so kind of new territory for the Regals.
For the Regals, speaking of this Regina team, they had a little bit of trouble defensively in that first half. They switched between the man-to-man and the 2-3 zone. If you're Coach Jeff Wallace, what do you kind of do to tighten things down in the second half defensively?
Well, you've got to defend the paint a little better. I don't know if we have a statistic for points in the paint here, but Logan Magnolia, most of their points have come in the paint. But they do have some pretty good offensive players. I'm impressed with Kylan Strait and Kenzie Kennard. They've got some weapons, and they're even though the Regina got off to the fast start and they could have been intimidated by that start, they've hung in there and battled back, got it down to three at one point, and we got a ball game.
We do. 36-29, the Regina lead at the half. Kenzie Kennard with 8 points in the first half. She averages 19 points per game for the Panthers. And Delaney Edelman, the 5'11 junior who plays center for this Logan Magnolia team, she has 7 first half points.
Kylan Strait with 10.
Kylan Strait has 10, and those are the three that really carry the load for Logan Magnolia. So not a whole lot, not a big surprise there, but for Regina, they have had some of their bench players pitch in. Alexa Lehman hit a couple of threes. Alex Weiss, obviously we talked about her 14 first half points. Lauren Gardy hit a three. Some contributions with Sarah Lehman and Mary Crompton in foul trouble.
Regina with a 12-0 advantage off the bench and bench points, so you made a good point right there.
Yeah, and we knew coming in that they were a little bit deeper, and as Logan Magnolia, they have their three top scorers, and they're a little bit more thin off the bench than the Regina Regals. We're going to take about a 2.5-minute timeout. We're going to come back for the second half of play. I want to thank David Schulte back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer, keeping us on the air here this evening from Des Moines. We'll step aside. You're listening to High School Basketball in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Napa Know How.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Two tickets will be punched to the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has center point Urbana trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A Sub-State Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM Sports.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle for this Class 2A quarterfinal. We are just about ready for the second half. The Regina Regals lead the Logan Magnolia Panthers 36-29. The Regals in a little bit of foul trouble with Sarah Lehman. Three fouls, who the second leading scorer for this Regina team, averaging 15 points per game. So we'll see. Yep, she will start the second half on the floor. It will be the normal starting lineup: Wallace, Weiss, Crompton, Dumont, and two fouls. Sarah Lehman.
Two fouls on Mary Crompton, and the Panthers have two players with two fouls each.
The starting lineup the same to begin the second half for Logan Magnolia. Out of the second half break, Mary Crompton on the right wing fires up a three off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Kinsey Kennard. Back the other way comes Logan Magnolia, top of the key, hands off right wing for Kylie Morrison. Morrison now left wing for Straight. Straight top of the key for Morrison. Morrison guarded at the top of the key by Grayson Dumont. Regina in a 2-3 zone. On the right side, it's Kennard. Backdoor feed nearly stolen away, but gathered by Fender. Now touched out of bounds last as Kennedy Wallace dropped to the floor and tips it out of bounds. So a baseline inbound play upcoming. Logan Magnolia.
Well, and if in fact Logan Magnolia has had no turnovers, they almost got one there but survived.
Kylan Straight off the inbound play, lays it up and in with the right hand and cuts it back to a five-point game. Now Sarah Lehman on the left elbow, top of the key for Weiss, hands off to Dumont. Back to Weiss, fires up a top of the key three off the front of the iron. Rebound ripped down by Kylan Straight. Straight outlets to Kennard into the front court for Morrison on the right wing. Morrison top of the key for Kennard. Shot fake, gets to the elbow, kicks it into the corner for Morrison. Back to Kennard. Kennard resets the offense now with Mary Crompton in her face. She hands off to Morrison, who swings it left for Fender. Back to Morrison on the right wing. 6:44 remaining in the third quarter. Kennard on the left wing after a shot fake. She travels, and Regina will get the basketball back.
Good defense in the zone there by the Regals. Sarah Lehman applying the pressure. And I haven't been real impressed with Regina's shot selection so far here in the second half.
Lehman dribbles to the top of the key, stumbles to the ground as her pass stolen away by Fender. Fender into the front court, finds Strait, who lays it up with a right hand. Off the mark, rebound ripped down by Alex Weiss. She outlets to Dumont. Into the front court for Wallace, who has a wide open left wing three. Off the mark, Weiss gathers the rebound, goes back up with a right hand, lays it up and in. And the lead is 38-31 for Regina.
Matches their biggest lead of the game.
Kylie Morrison to Kennard, who will cross half court for the Panthers. Kennard top of the key for Strait. Right wing for Morrison, back to Kennard. 2-3 zone here for Regina. Morrison on the right wing, dribbles out top of the key.
Well, you can tell Logan Magnoia is well prepared against this 2-2-1 press. Still no turnovers in the game.
Kennard on the right wing, dribbles into the corner and hands off to Morrison. Morrison, entry feed to Strait. Strait 15-foot jumper, and she knocks it down from the elbow. 38-33, the Regina lead. Wallace on the left wing from beyond the arc. Dribbles top of the key, rotates it left to Lehman. Shot fake for Lehman across the lane. She goes up with the right hand. She gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Kylan Strait, and Sarah Lehman will step to the free throw line for two.
I believe that's the third on Strait.
Yes, it is. That is the first team foul against the Panthers in the second half, and Sarah Lehman splashes the first free throw. Lehman, a 73% free throw shooter, has another. That one off the front of the iron, rebound gathered down by Edelman of Logan Magnolia. Morrison into the front court for the Panthers. Backdoor feed tipped and stolen away by Dumont. Back the other way come the Regals. Dumont between the circles. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Left wing for Lehman. She dribbles back to the top of the key. Now attacks the middle of the paint. Goes up with the right hand. Shot off the mark. Weeks gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in with the right hand. 41-33, the Regina lead. 8 points is the largest lead of the night for Regina, and Derek Sunderland takes a timeout with 4:45 remaining in the third quarter. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Napa Know How.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
4:45 remaining in the third quarter. Back into the lineup for Logan Magnolia is Shia Deakins. They have the basketball out of the timeout. Morrison into the front court, top of the key. She is being guarded out there as Regina extends their pressure. Now into the corner, it's Deakins. Back to Morrison. Morrison drives towards the basket, lays it up with the left hand off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Weiss. Now Dumont into the front court, right wing for Crompton. Crompton backdoor feed to Lehman, who lays it up and in with a right hand and extends the lead out to 10.
Danger zone for the Panthers.
43-33, the Regina lead. 4:09 remaining in the third quarter. Kennard into the front court, top of the key. Now to Morrison on the right wing, back to Kennard. Back to Morrison as they play catch. Into the corner, it's Edelman. She swings it left for Kennard. and her pass stolen away by Sarah Lehman. Lehman looks to push the other way into the front court and gets her pocket picked from behind. It goes out of bounds, so a baseline inbound play upcoming for Regina.
And there was just the second turnover of the game for the Panthers as the defensive pressure starting to take effect.
Kennedy Wallace takes a seat for Regina. Lauren Gardy back into the lineup for the Regals. Inbound pass to Weiss, who drives the lane. Left-hand layup off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Kenzie Kennard. Kennard now into the front court. Pass gathered by Strait, who lays it up and in with a right hand in transition. And we're back to an eight-point game.
Both teams still shooting well over 50% for the game.
Lauren Gardy left wing. Looks top of the key for Crompton into the middle of the paint for Lehman. Her little five-foot runner up off the glass and in. And Lehman has come alive here in the second half.
And Crompton, I believe, only 3 points, but she's figured out another way to contribute with some great assists.
Kennard top of the key for Morrison. 3:08 remaining in the third quarter. Right side, it's Kennard. In the middle of the paint, she flips it to Strait, who kicks it out in the corner to defender, top of the key for Morrison. Shot fake into the paint. She kicks it into the right corner for Kennard. Kennard to Edelman, who has position. Up and under move, kicks it back out to Kennard on the right wing. Kennard off the dribble, kicks it into the corner for Morrison. Across the lane, her pass stolen away by Mary Crompton. Back the other way comes Crompton into the front court. On the right wing, skips across to Grayson Dumont, and her shot fake. She travels.
Shuffled her feet. There was a third turnover of the game for Logan Magnolia, so they are being frustrated. I think Regina is concentrating a lot more on their half-court defense right now than the full court.
So Kennard into the front court for the Panthers. Top of the key to Strait, I should say, into the corner. It's Fender who fires up a three. It bounces around. Shot off the mark. A rebound ripped down by Kylan Strait, and she's fouled. We'll see who the foul goes against. I think they got Lauren Gardy. Nope, Grayson Dumont with the foul. And Kylan Strait will step to the free throw line for two.
Virginia in that zone. It's a little more difficult to rebound when you play a zone.
So Kylan Strait, a 5'7 junior, makes the first free throw. Substitutions for Regina. Lehman and Dumont check out. Wallace back into the lineup with Alexa Lehman. Second free throw good.
Regina trying to get some separation here, and Logan Magnolia desperately trying to hang close.
Crompton top of the key now, right wing for Alexa Lehman to Crompton off a screen. Three from the top of the key, and she splashes it home.
And that was the best play of the game for Regina to run for Crompton so far.
48-37, Regina lead. Kennard into the front court on the right wing. Top of the key for Morrison. 1:57 remaining in the third quarter. Pass tipped away by Crompton, but it hits her foot and it will bounce out of bounds. As she took the pass from Morrison, intended for Kennard, she would have had an easy layup, but dribbles it off her foot out of bounds.
Timed that perfectly for the potential steal.
So the Panthers get the ball back. Morrison into the front court, right wing for Kennard. She tries to feed the post to Edelman. It's swatted out of bounds by Alex Weiss, who denies the entry feed to Edelman. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for Logan Magnolia.
In the last 4 or 5 minutes, Regina playing their best half-court defense of the game. Very good.
Fender gets the entry pass on the right side. Now right wing for Kennard. Kennard dribbles out top of the key. 2-3 zone for Regina. The pass to the left wing goes to Fender, who dribbles back to the top of the key. Now into the corner for Kennard. Thought about a three, doesn't take it. She dribbles to her left, kicks it to Strait on the right wing, who will hand off back to Kennard. 1:22 remaining in the third quarter. Kennard hands off to Morrison between the circles. Being guarded by Crompton, swings it to the left wing defender. Shot fake, she dribbles to the right wing. Now Kennard, a right wing three. Just off the mark as it rattles out, but Edelman gets the rebound and the follow is up and good. So back to a 9-point game, 48-39 the Regina lead, just inside of a minute to play in the third quarter. Lauren Gardy in the front court on the right wing. Her entry feed to Weiss is tipped right back to her on the right wing by Edelman. Now Crompton top of the key to Wallace on the left wing, back to Crompton. Crompton had a three, goes around a screen, drives right of the lane, lays it up and in, and Mary Crompton has come alive offensively. 50-39, the Regina lead.
Found the parting of the Red Sea right there.
And now ball stolen away by Alexa Lehman into the front quarter. Lays it up with the right hand and in. 52-39, the Regina lead. 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Logan Magnay is going to get a timeout here. I think they just threw it away again.
But in the backcourt, the ball goes off the hand of Kylan Straighten and out of bounds. And the Regals will gain possession with 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
And I think this is the part of the game where you're seeing the depth factor really come into play. Regina just looks like the fresher team right now.
Alexa Lehman checks out. Sarah Lehman back in the game. She has the ball on the right elbow. 15-foot jumper, well short. Rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds as Mary Crompton tried to save it, but it's touched out of bounds. And Logan Magnolia gets the ball back with 5 seconds. Not sure about that shot there from Sarah Lehman.
A little quick if they were going for one.
Step back, 17-footer from the right elbow.
Logan Magnolia has just 2 timeouts left, and Regina has all 5 of theirs.
Alexa Lehman back into the Regina lineup. Shia Deakins for Logan Magnolia. Kennard into the front court, fires up a right wing shot at the runner, or at the buzzer. It was a runner off the mark, and that's how we end the third quarter.
Coach Sunderland looking for a foul call there, didn't get one.
52-39, the Regina lead after 3. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
There are 5 times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners. A Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking.
Out of the timeout, Kylan Straight knocks down a 2-point shot. 52-41, the Regina lead. We begin the fourth quarter of play. Top of the key, Kennedy. Now to the free throw line, it's Sarah Lehman. She steps back from
60%.
6:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. Right wing, it's Kennard. Top of the key for Morrison. Morrison back to Kennard in the corner for Fender to Kennard on the right wing. She finds Morrison. Now top of the key for Straight to Morrison on the right wing. She fires up a right wing 3. That bounces off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Alex Weiss.
Just the 10th rebound of the game for Regina, and Weiss has all their rebounds in the second half.
They have an 11-point advantage. Lehman on the left wing, top of the key for Kennedy Wallace. Around a screen, she drives right of the lane, lays it up with the right hand off the iron and out, but she gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot 2.
Fouls on the Panthers, number 55, Delaney Edelman, her first.
Edelman picks up the foul. That's her first.
Whoa, there's a violation.
Shooting for the rebound, number 23, Kennedy Wallace.
I must have missed it.
15 stepped out of the spot in the lane after she got the ball. I guess they're going to ignore it.
So Kennedy Wallace steps to the line. She is a 79% free throw shooter. Grayson Dumont at the scorer's table, about ready to check back into the game for the Regals. 1-1 situation. Well, nope, she gets one free throw. As the violation counts, so she gets one free throw. 12-point lead for Regina, 53-41. Grayson Dumont back in the lineup. Kennedy Wallace takes a seat.
13, the biggest lead of the game for Regina so far. And Logan Magnolia has yet to have the lead.
Kinsey Kennard, top of the key. Now left wing for Morrison, who dribbles back to the top of the key. 2-3 zone here for Regina. Kennard back, to Morrison on the left wing. Morrison into the corner for Fender. Back to Morrison on the left side. She dribbles inside the paint. Puts up a floater off the mark. It's tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Kylie Morrison, and Regina will get the possession back with 5:47 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Logan Magnolia has out-rebounded Regina.
Lehman right of the lane, lays it up and in with the right hand and extends the lead out to 14, the largest lead of the night for the Regals.
Next 2 minutes are critical in this ballgame. Logan Magnolia is going to hang.
Morrison on the right wing to Kennard on the left wing. She dribbles out between the circles and finds Morrison on the right side. Entry pass to the free throw line, kicks it out to Morrison. Left wing three on the way, off the front of the iron. Rebound ripped down by Weiss, and she'll hand off to Gardy, who gets it to Dumont into the front court for the Regals. Now Crompton swings it right for Gardy, back to Crompton, top of the key. Crompton towards the basket, lays it up with a left hand and in. 57-41, the Regina lead, and Derek Sunderland wants a timeout. 4:57 remaining. Sunderland takes a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
16-point lead for the Iowa City Regina Regals over the Logan Magnolia Panthers.
And ironically, the bench scoring is 14-0, so that's about the ballgame right there.
We talked about the depth of Regina, and it has given Logan Magnolia problems here in the second half. Into the front court, it's Morrison to Kennard on the right wing. Three, well short. Rebound ripped down by Alex Weiss. I've said that a few times here this evening. Now Dumont into the front court. Dumont sets the offense, hands off to Crompton between the circles. Mary Crompton back to Dumont. Dumont dribbles to the free throw line. Looks for Weiss, who has the ball at the free throw line. And dribbles back out and swings it to Gardy to Crompton on the right wing. Back to Gardy, top of the key to Sarah Lehman, who dribbles from the left wing to the top of the key. She'll hand off to Lauren Gardy. Now top of the key for Grayson Dumont. Right wing for Mary Crompton. Crompton dribbles to the right wing and hands off to Lauren Gardy. Regina willing to kill some time here, and now Grayson Dumont is fouled on the left wing by Kinsey Kennard with 4:05 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Just the 13 foul on the Panthers, only one on the Regals in the second half. Regina's been out-rebounded 20-13, but Alex Weiss has a double-double. Alex?
Lehman, top of the key for Dumont, who gets the entry pass. Being guarded by Kennard, swings it right wing to Sarah Lehman. Lehman between the circles to guard it around half court. Now Dumont on the left wing. Dumont being guarded by Kennard will hand off to Crompton between the circles. Little three-man weave action here for Regina at around half court. Now backdoor feed to Crompton, lays it up with a right hand, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Regina with good ball movement, good patience, worked it, finally got a layup by Crompton. Give Alexis Fender credit. She's done a wonderful job guarding one of the state's best players in Mary Crompton.
Yes, she has. Crompton has 12 points.
Edelman got the foul trying to help out there.
Crompton an 87% free throw shooter, and she knocks down the free throw. 60-41, the Regina lead. And now a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Wallace of Regina, and he wants a full timeout. So we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. 60-41, the Regal lead. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Two tickets will be punched to the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night at KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has center point Urbana trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A Sub-State Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM. Sports.
The Regina Regals with a 19-point lead with 3 minutes 40 seconds left to go in the game, looking to advance to the semifinals in the Class 2A state tournament. On the other end, Morrison out of the timeout, drives baseline, kicks it to Fender on the left wing. Her shot from beyond the arc is good. So 60-44 the lead.
First time at state, there'll be no quit in these Panthers, I'm sure.
Wallace to Crompton on the right side. Top of the key for Grayson Dumont, who rotates it left to Kennedy Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key, swings it right. Wallace to the top of the key, swings it right to Lehman into the corner for Dumont, who dribbles out top and gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Kylie Morrison.
And I'm sure the Panthers are going to play aggressive here because they still don't have Regina in the one-on-one. They've got to get the clock stopped.
Side out on the far side of the court. Sarah Lehman will inbound.
Regina with three players who are averaging double figures, and guess what? Those three are all in double figures tonight.
Crompton to the top of the key, and now she is fouled by Fender.
Fouls on the Panthers, number 13.
So that is the sixth team foul against the Panthers. And now Lauren Gardy will check in. Kennedy Wallace will take a seat with 3:02 remaining in the game. Violet Lapke checks in for Logan Magnolia, as does Shia Deakins. Delaney Edelman checks out, as does Alexis Fender for the Panthers. Ball inbounded on the right side, or on the left side, for Grayson Dumont, and she is fouled on the catch. So that will result in a one-and-one situation as Grayson Dumont will step to the free throw line. She is a 65% free throw shooter.
And then Coach Sonder.
I was going to say the Alexis Fender and Edelman break was very short.
I think they just wanted to get that foul to put them at the line and put their two starters back. Weiss with 18, 13 for Crompton, and 12 for Sarah Lehman.
First free throw off the mark, rebound by Kennard. The Panthers back the other way into the front court. It's Kinsey Kennard at the top of the key at the elbow, kicks it out to Morrison. Morrison dribbles to the right elbow on Crompton, skip pass cross court to Kennard. 15-foot jumper, and she knocks it down just inside the arc. 14-point game. 5-0 run for the Panthers. Now Crompton in the backcourt, dribbles across half court to the high post to Weiss. Now Lehman, short corner right, kicks it out to Crompton, who gathers the pass in the on the right wing, picks up her dribble, gets it to Lehman on the right side.
Panthers picking up the pressure here.
And now a foul is going to be called. Grayson Dumont is fouled by Morrison.
Clock is obviously on the Regal side with 2:24 to go on a 14-point lead.
Number 22,
So Dumont missed her first free throw. She'll get another chance with a one-and-one situation upcoming. This time she makes the first. 61-46, the Regal lead. That second one off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Edelman. Now Kennard into the front court for the Panthers. 2:19 remaining. Morrison now on the right wing to Finder, top of the key. Into the corner, it's Kennard. Kennard looking for Edelman, but doesn't give it to her. She drives right of the lane and gets fouled on the floor.
Just a second on the Regals this half, so it'll be out of bounds.
They're going to get Grayson Dumont with the foul. That's her second foul.
Still time, but a lot of things have to go right for the Panthers. A lot of things have to go wrong for the Regals.
Morrison inbound pass off the mark, shot off the mark by Kylan straight, but she gets her own rebound. Top of the key for Kennard. Three on the way, and that one misses well short. Edelman tries to save it, but steps on the inline. And Regina will get possession with 2 minutes remaining left to go in the game.
And Straight's had quite a game. 20 points for the Panthers.
So Sarah Lehman and Lauren Gardy back into the lineup. Kennedy Wallace takes a seat. In the backcourt, it's Crompton dribbling out of trouble into the front court for Grayson Dumont. Dumont trapped in the corner, and she is fouled with 1:52 remaining in the game. And Regina with a 15-point lead.
Alex, you've seen Regina a lot this year. Have you seen teams try to apply this kind of pressure to Crompton?
Every once in a while, you see somebody with a good wing player that can get up in her face. So usually, she eventually gets loose, and she has a little bit tonight, but you just have to commend the defense that Logan Magnolia has put on her. Made life very tough for one of the best players in Eastern Iowa.
I think Logan Magnolia did a great job scouting Regina. I think they played well against Regina's defense, especially in the first half.
Grayson Dumont makes both free throws, and Coach Jeff Wallace wants a 30-second timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
63-46, the lead for Regina, 1:52 remaining in the game. Regina looking to advance to the semifinals as they did last year. Logan Magnolia out of the timeout. Top of the key, it's Morrison into the front court with 1:47 remaining. Left wing, it's Fender. Fender fires up a three from the left wing, and she knocks it down from range. 63-49, the Regina lead. Crompton in the backcourt is fouled. So she'll step to the line. And that
Morrison,
is that the ninth? That is the 10th team foul. So Mary Crompton's going to have two shots from the line.
Shooting two for the Regals. Number two, Mary Crompton.
Crompton has 13 points. And she makes the first.
That was Fender's fourth foul.
Alex Weiss with 18 points for the Regals. Crompton makes them both. She has 15. Sarah Lehman with 12. Morrison into the front court. 90 seconds remaining here in Des Moines. Left wing, it's Fender. Into the corner to Kennard. She dribbles across the lane, kicks it into the corner for Morrison, who drives baseline, pulls up from 15, shot off the mark. Edelman gets the rebound. Her follow off the mark. The follow to her shot by Straight is off the mark, but she gets fouled, and she'll step to the line for two shots. Reminder, following the conclusion of this game, we have the conclusion of our triple header upcoming. We'll step aside and send you back to programming, to the APC for a few minutes, and come back out here to Des Moines as Kylan Straight makes the first free throw. We're going to have the Northland Lynx taking on the Western Christian Wolfpack. The winner plays the winner of this game right here. Straight makes both free throws. 14-point lead for Regina. 1:17. That one off the mark. Top of the key, it's Kennard. Kennard, left of the lane. She gets fouled on the floor.
They made the free throw and got a steal on the inbound.
So 65-51 the lead. That was a quick steal.
But just the fourth team foul on Regina. This final score isn't going to tell the whole story of this game. Logan Magnolia, for the first time in the bright lights, has nothing to be ashamed of tonight.
Kennedy Wallace back in the lineup for Regina. Ball inbounded to Edelman on the right block, over her left shoulder, her shot off the mark. Weiss rips down another rebound.
She has a double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds.
And in the front court, Sarah Lehman dribbles off her foot. That is a turnover with 58 seconds remaining. The Panthers get the ball back. They trail by 14.
And I believe that's just the eighth turnover of the game for the Regals. They've taken good care of the basketball.
Morrison, top of the key for Kennard, left wing for Fender. She passes up a shot, swings it into the corner for Kennard. Kennard in the right corner, fires up a three, and she knocks it down from range.
No quit.
Kennard now has 13 points, and a timeout is taken by Derek Sonderlin. We're going to keep it right here with 46 seconds remaining, 65-54, the Regina lead. Regina, their depth proving a little bit too much in the second half, but like you talk about, Logan Magnolia not quitting here late.
Three outstanding scorers for the Regals all have been outstanding scorers tonight. Weiss with 18 points, Crompton with 15, Lehman with 12.
And for Logan Magnolia, Kylan Strait has 22 points to lead all scorers here this evening. And Kinsey Kennard coming in, averaging 19 points. She has 13 here for the Logan Magnolia Panthers. So 46 seconds remain here. Regina with an 11-point lead, looking to move to the semifinals in Class 2A to take on the winner of our next game between the Northland Lynx and the Western Christian Wolfpack.
Both these teams are young. Logan Magnolia with only one senior in the roster. I don't think she's been in. And Regina with just two on their roster. So these two teams might see each other again.
One senior in either starting lineup. It's Sarah Lehman.
Right.
Mary Crompton, a junior. Grayson Dumont, a junior. Kennedy Wallace and Alex Weiss, both sophomores. Alexis Fender, Kylan Strait are juniors. And Kylie Morrison is a freshman. Mary Crompton in the backcourt to Weiss, who gets it across half court to Gardy. Now swings it right for Grayson Dumont, who walks. She was trying to shovel it off to Mary Crompton with 36 seconds remaining.
And don't tell this Logan Magnolia team this game is over. 11-point game here with 36 seconds, but they're still playing hard.
Kennedy Wallace back into the lineup for Regina. Violet Lapke and Alexis Fender back into the Panther lineup. Morrison into the front court. Left wing for Kennard. She drives towards the lane, draws contact, and she gets fouled as her shot is off the mark.
And they say it was before the shot, so it's out of bounds again for Logan Magnolia. Just the 15th foul on the Regals.
Just inside of 30 seconds to play. Kennedy Wallace picks up the foul. Morrison will inbound to Kennard in the corner, and the pass hits off the foot of Wallace and out of bounds. So they'll do the baseline inbound all over again.
Western Iowa Conference better do some scouting on this purple team, because they're going to be a big factor in that league next year again with four juniors and a freshman in the starting lineup.
Delaney Edelman gets the inbound pass stolen away by Sarah Lehman in the backcourt, and she is fouled with 25 seconds remaining.
Sarah says, I've seen enough of this out of bounds play. I'm going to stop this one.
Sarah Lehman with 12 points. Kylie Morrison picks up her fourth foul. Regina backs all of their players up off behind half court.
Coach Sonderland's going to wave the white flag here, sending in four subs here after this free throw.
Sarah Lehman makes the first free throw, and here come all of the subs. Lapke comes into the game. Juliana King checks into the game. Olivia Lapke checks into the game. And Danny Gochenauer have checked into the game for the Logan Magnolia Panthers. Lehman makes both free throws, 67-54, the lead. Morrison into the front court, guarded by Crompton. 20 seconds remain. Crompton steals the ball away, gathered in the backcourt by Kennedy Wallace, who will dribble out the remaining time. 67-54. The Regina Regals are headed back to the semifinals in Class 2A, where they will take on the winner of our next game between the Northland Lynx and the Western Christian Wolfpack. We're going to keep it right here to wrap things up, and then we'll send you for just a little bit back to our KGYM programming. And Denny, it was a well-played game for the underdog Logan Magnolia Panthers, who came in as the 8th seed in Class 2A. Really did a good job offensively in the first half, but Regina a little too deep. You talk about bench points, they got a lot of help off the bench to go along with their three scores all in double figures.
And I think this is the second closest margin the Regals have had all season at 13 points. Logan Magnolia defeated 67-54, and now the project for the Regals is to do something they've never done as state, and that's to win two games. They've never won more than a game down here.
Well, to find out who they will play, we'll find out in just about 20 minutes. Is that game... Well, that game will tip off in just about 20 minutes. We'll find out in about an hour and a half or 2 hours who the Regina Regals will play. They move to 26-0 on the season. Logan Magnolia finishes the season with a finishes a great season at 21-4. And you mentioned they return all five of their starters for next season.
And so here... The next Regal game will be Thursday at 1:30.
So here's what's going to happen. We're going to step aside for about 15 minutes, and we're going to be back with the pregame show for our next game. Northland, the Lynx, take on the Western Christian Wolfpack to decide who plays the Regals in the semifinals. For David Schulte, for Denny Gettle, this is Alex Kuhn signing off for about 20 minutes from Wells Fargo Arena. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
He was just